Okay, and we're back with another episode of the Illuminati News Hour show right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and your co-host, Sister Harvey. If you are new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button, hit that notification bell, and also hit that share button. And if you want to support this podcast, you're welcome to do so. The Cash App is $Illuminati Radio Fund. That's Illuminati Radio, F-U-N-D. All right, let's go, Sister Harvey.
Okay, the Delta variant doubles risk of COVID hospitalization, Scottish study. London, June 14th. The Delta coronavirus variant doubles the risk of hospitalization compared to the previous dominant variant in Britain. But two doses of vaccine still provide strong protection, a Scottish study found on Monday. The study said early evidence suggests the protection from vaccines against the Delta variant, first identified in India, might be lower than the effectiveness.
So they said they made sure to say a double dose of the vaccine will be sure to secure you. They made sure
not
they... You notice they said that, right?
Double dose, not one dose. They want to make sure you get two doses.
Yeah, they made sure they said a double... No matter what, how severe this damn disease is, a double dose. So make sure you get your second shot. That's what they want. You got the first one. Make sure you get your second shot. We might be opening up all of the cities now, but this Delta version, you know what I'm saying? You need that second one. They made sure they said that. I'm still, you know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to figure out if it started from China, and I'm still on this bat and pig thing, because it was supposed to start it from a bat, which is nothing but a rat with wings. A bat took a shit, the pig ate the shit, and somebody ate the pig, and that's what transmitted the disease.
What movie is that? Outbreak. That's how it played out. This woman got on the plane, she went to meet some Chinese people at the top shelf, and they had an important meeting at the particular spot in, looked like Wuhan, they was in the restaurant, and showed the cook, at the beginning they showed it at the end, how the bat got infected, and he went, when his rat was hit the pig pen, the pig ate it, the pig wound up on the table, the chef had the knife, he had the white apron, he had the blood all over. And he was chopping up, and then somebody interrupted him. He had to go step out of the kitchen to meet the lady. He called her, wiping his hand on that apron, and shook her hand. And when she got on the plane, she was the first one that caught it and spread it. People got it that was on the plane. She got home, and all that was sick and wound up in the hospital, and a lot of people died. Same movie. Outbreak.
Oh, okay. And but you know that's how they said it got started.
Yeah, like that movie.
Yeah, so if they said that's how it got started, then how is there a UK variant in it? It's also an African variant. So by their logic, if it got started by a bat taking the shit and a pig eating the bat shit and somebody eating the pig, if it got started like that, then is there a bat and a pig over in the UK that did the same thing?
That's impossible. First of all, they said it came from Wuhan in their slop shop. You know, where they got open food to lay out on the table. They claim it came from over there because they shut it down. You know, they try to point fingers over there. So if that's the case, how did UK get it like that? Come on.
Yeah. I'm just going.
The same thing can happen in the same, in two different places. What I believe, they was experimenting in a damn lab and it got loose. over there?
I don't think there was experiment in the lab. I think they just pulled it loose. It got loose on purpose. It didn't leak. It got loose on purpose.
Yeah.
You know. And but yeah. But it was purposely done. They always experiment on things. I mean, they used to experiment on things and used to do it on the Africans. The Africans used to be the guinea pigs. You know what I'm saying? For like the Ebola, the AIDS, and all the diseases that they make up in the lab, they used to experiment on the Africans. I guess now we the spirit. Now we are the guinea pigs. But go ahead.
The Delta variant, first identified in India, might be lower than the effectiveness against the Alpha variant, first identified in Kent, South England. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to delay the ending of COVID-19 restrictions in England on Monday, following a rapid rise in cases of the Delta variant, which is also more transmittable than the Alpha variant. The study published in a research letter in the Lancet looked at 19,553 community cases, 377 hospitalizations among 5.4 million people in Scotland, 7,723 cases, and 134 hospitalizations, of which were found to have Delta variant. Chris Robinson, professor of public health, university, said the adjusting for age and the Delta variant roughly doubled the risk of hospitalization, but vaccine still reduced the risk. If you test positive, then two doses of the vaccine or one dose for 28 days roughly reduces your risk of being admitted to the hospital by 70%.
Okay, stop right there. Why am I going to take a shot that's going to reduce my risk? I want it to just totally take away the risk. Why can't it just cure it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Reducing the risk says that it's a possibility that you can still get it, because all it's just doing is reducing the risk. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know what I'm saying? It's like they can't give you a cure for nothing, but they can always give you something that is going to soothe it over until the next dose. Oh man, they with them with their damn money making gimmicks. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because further and these vaccines not only going to, you know what I'm saying, destroy your mind, it also is going to have you come up with further symptoms of other new things further down the road. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Asthma. Asthma came from a vaccine which we all get today. So further down the road, what is the new disease that's going to come up with? You know what I'm saying? Bleeding out the ass? And you're going to be bleeding. You're going to be bleeding out the ass, and you got to take a pill to pop a pill in your ass to stop the bleeding from your ass.
That the bleeding out the ears and the eyes. The
yeah,
ears.
Yeah. Something. It's going to be new diseases. It's going to pop up. You know what I'm saying? Later down the road, taking these vaccines. The main one, that Moderna, which is a birth control company, that vaccine is going to fertilize you. you are going to not be, to be able to produce a damn thing from your egg and your sperm if you take that Moderna vaccine.
Yeah,
of course it ain't gonna be approved because the FDA don't want to take the responsibilities for if something happens and they done approved it because the fingers are gonna be pointed at the FDA.
Of course, that's why they not involved.
Exactly.
Now, why would I take y'all just came up in 6 months? Are y'all for real?
Exactly.
And then you come up with other ones back-to-back. Oh, no. Y'all can mix up just about anything and tell somebody to go get shot. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And this day, 2 weeks after the second dose, Pfizer BioNTech vaccine was found to have 79% protection. We ain't talking about one. We're talking about 79% protection against infection from the Delta variant. Compared to 92% against the Alpha variant for Aqua, AstraZeneca vaccine, that was 60% protection.
Okay, all of these low percentage with these vaccines, but yet when you go on a Maury show and you get a lot of paternity tests to find out if you the child's father, you know what I'm saying? That test is 99.99%.
Yep.
So you mean that test is, you know what I'm saying, is good. But these other little percentage with these vaccines is 70. That's not good enough for me to take a vaccine. Because if I still have a risk of catching it after taking the vaccine, I'll try my luck with not taking it.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I need something that's 100%. If it's not 100%, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to risk you putting that needle in my arm because I already is afraid of needles.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to go through the hassle of you, you know what I'm saying, squirming. Because every time I went to the doctors and the doctors gave me a shot, I was they had to call in 2 and 3 doctors to just calm me down in order to give me the needle.
Exactly. That's how I was. Mm-hmm. This little bleed to see leg is only going to be a pinch. My ass, get that away from me. I don't like the way it smell or look. Anyway, I thought, what's about the two of sweat? I ain't with it on that.
Exactly. They tell me, they said, turn around and just count the...
Look, you know, I'm watching what you're doing, huh? What you mean don't look?
Yeah. They said, turn around and just count down from 5. Yeah, I can't turn around because you holding my arm. I can't turn around. Yeah. I don't feel... I don't feel safe with you holding my arm and me turning away. And then one time, because they was taking blood. I turned away. And then when they put the needle in, I turned back, and all I can see is my blood rushing up in that damn tube. I said, oh, Lord. And then after she finished taking that blood, she come back and said, we need to take some more blood. I said, oh, hell no, you ain't. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
I was reading.
Okay. Okay, go.
It's a part that kind of it will concern you.
Okay, go ahead.
As you just said, the researchers cautioned against using the data to compare the vaccine. They cautioned, you know, in using the vaccines against each other due to differences in the cohort, which receives each type of shot, and difference in the director of the Usher Institute of University. Correct typographical error in paragraph 4 to show number of hospitalizations. The Delta variant, they said they had an error in the number. And that's the end of that.
You know, they found the first Delta virus patient in Georgia.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I seen the news. That was on the news last night or this. I think it was this morning. This morning, it was
believe
they got the Delta variant patient. They said the first patient was found in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And notice Georgia is the 44th state.
And not only that,
the CDC is located in Georgia. And not only that, the Georgia Guidestones is also in Georgia. So it's not a coincidence that they found the first Delta virus patient in Georgia. But
I
yeah.
know one thing. I'm gonna treat it like it all was like when it first started. That ain't stopping nothing over here. I'm gonna still put the be on air with my pastor, giving the truth. Trying to wake y'all up.
Amen. Amen. Y'all.
That's scared me. I'm not gonna change nothing that I wasn't doing. When it first started. Why would I change anything? The governor announced yesterday, he said that it's the end of the state of emergency. He then lifted up all the stuff in Baltimore, and the little dummies about to follow suit, go right on ahead. I went to the market. Why I still had two masks on my face when I went into the market? I didn't give a damn what they say on that news.
Yeah, they did the same thing.
And the market was crowded, and it was packed.
Yeah, our governor in New York, I think you got to say, you don't got to say no. Our governor in New York, you know what I'm saying, lift all restrictions except on public transportation.
Well, that's the same here, except for public transportation. He said you still have to wear a mask. Yeah, public transportation. I think he said even when you go in the stores or something.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as being outside, he said you don't have to wear a mask. And he just lifted all that stuff,
Well, before I leave out my house, I still have my mask. I might not have it on my face, but I have it on the side of my face. You know what I'm saying? So when I go into a department store or something that requires it, I'll just go ahead and slap it on my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like that guy down in Georgia. Who went up in big, I forgot that grocery store, big something.
Big Bear.
Yeah, Big Bear down in Georgia. And kills a poor 41-year-old woman for working.
She's trying to work and pay her bills. Yeah. Somebody had children.
Exactly. And this idiot is going to come in. And just because, you got to understand, you know what I'm saying? That woman just works for Big Bear. If you got an issue with the mask, she don't own the company. She's not the one who puts out the rules to wear masks. You ask to see a manager. Yeah, you ask to see a manager. And then the manager got to call corporate.
Yep.
And you, exactly. And you call corporate and you discuss that with them.
Lost her life. Look, you can't even go to work and make a living, trying to keep your bills paid, keep a roof over your head, and feed your kids. The motherfucker, she probably had children.
Yeah, 41 years old. I'm pretty sure she had at least two kids. At least two. 41. You know what I'm saying?
But she didn't want to. I mean, if I was her, I would have felt the same way. I'm not ringing up your shit and you ain't got your mask on and you that close to me. No. Hell no. You might not give a damn about yourself, but I care about me and who I gotta go back home to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And this what he did when he walked out. He didn't even pay for his stuff. He just walked out. I guess he went to the car to get his gun. And before he shot the girl, he hit the girl with the gun first.
What?
Yeah, he hit the girl with
that
the. Yeah, he hit the girl with the gun first, and then he shot the girl. And then it was an off-duty police officer there. He shot the off-duty police officer, and then he shot another employee.
Oh, God. I didn't know all that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You don't say. So, you don't say the parents of Laquita lost a daughter. You know what I'm saying? If she got kids, they lost a mama. The brother lost a sister. You know what I'm saying? If she got friends, then her friends lost a friend. All over a retarded, stupid Negro who could not take a correction.
Yeah, because that happened here in Maryland. It was two females working at this establishment. And they told the guy, he came in with his female girlfriend. So when they approached him and said, you have to put your mask on, they was on the news talking about the girlfriend got irate and it was fussing at one of the people that worked there. Then the boyfriend came in and punched the girl in her eye because she got on TV, she had a big black eye. Yeah. Over there, tell them to put their mask on. Same thing.
You know, people, I don't understand, you know what I'm saying? People just can't, people are so sentimental and emotional and can't take correction. You know what I'm saying? A person on the comment board today and on the morning show, you know what I'm saying? Congratulate and say, she see, I'm not cursing no more and stuff. I said, yes. I said, yes, my members, you know what I'm saying, have corrected me, and I took that correction, and I corrected myself. That's what a man's supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? Not supposed to get offended at correction, but look at where that correction fit him at and correct himself. That's what a man's supposed to do. This man down in Georgia could not take correction.
Yeah, he walk out the store, go get the gun, come in, hit him with it, shoot
another
person.
Oh my
god. He must have got that shot.
Yeah, probably did.
That's all I keep saying. I take it back to him, that damn shot. All these millions of people that took. And they act like they don't know what the behavior of what's going on around the world. Same similar all over the world. Y'all don't take notice.
Just like.
Just like that
other grocery store shooting, that man who killed that woman and her child.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, we read about that and come to find out. We found out later on they did know each other. That was a grandmother with her grandchild. Okay.
Okay.
And the guy was her old man. You hear me?
Oh, okay, okay.
They didn't know they knew each other, but later on they found
out. Oh, it's just like I said in the beginning of the report.
You said that.
Mm-hmm. I said exactly that in the beginning of the report. And what did I say? I said the man was upset because the woman was trying to get some food for her and her grandchild. And the man probably was upset because she was spending too much money on food and not enough on him.
It's sad out here. You people better wake up.
Mm-hmm. But that's going to wrap up this show. We want to thank you all for tuning in, logging on to another episode of the Luminati News Hour radio show right here on Luminati Radio Podcast. I'm your host. I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. And my co-host is Sister Harvey. If you're new to this podcast, please hit that follow button. Hit that notification bell and that share button so that you won't be miss out on any updated podcasts. Don't forget, if you want to support this ministry financially, the Cash App is $. Luminati Radio Fund. That's Luminati Radio, F-U-N-D. And don't forget, people, if you want to join my exclusive Facebook Messenger group so that you can tune into our Bible study classes, you can send me a friend request to my Facebook page, which is PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook, and I'll add you to the group. Till next time, stay tuned. God bless you.